I want to talk about something tonight that I see coming up a little more frequently, but that I haven't actually addressed myself. I figured with a name like the MGTOW Monk or Hammerhand, it would be kind of obvious what I am, at least what I consider myself to be, which would be a monk. Am I happy being a monk? Yeah, I'm happy being a monk. What are the principles of being a monk? I would say that the chief principle is to be good to yourself. Do unto others, but do unto yourself first. Make sure that you're right. Make sure that you're correct in the things that you're saying, in the things that you're doing. Don't use people as a test bed or a test vehicle. Use yourself. And I know that may sound a little strange, use yourself, but before you, I think, in my mind, in my head, before you can talk to anybody else out there about what it's like to be something, do something, say something, you should have tried it on yourself. You should experiment with yourself, experiment with your own philosophies, experiment with your ideologies. If you prescribe to an ideology or subscribe to an ideology, I personally do not, not really. You could say that monk is an ideology. I consider it more of just an expanded set of philosophies and ideas that are good for me to live by. Does that mean it's going to be good for you? No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that it's something that you should aspire to. It doesn't mean that it's something that you should take all your energy and put into and say, hey, I gotta be a monk. What put me on this path, on the path to becoming a monk, was being deprived of a sexual partner. That's what put me on the path. I have to be 100% honest about that. The next thing that put me on the path, which I wasn't on that path overnight, I mean, it took some time to get there, but the next thing that put me on the path was starting to think to myself and realize, what am I fucking doing here? I'm giving up so much to get so little. It very much was risk versus reward. You see, men are very simple creatures with a very complex set of living circumstances. But it's easy to figure out. But I have to be honest, it's also like walking around in a fucking minefield to those that are uninitiated. We're pretty simple, man. We're pretty simple. If we can't get the feed me, the fuck me, and the leave me alone, we pretty much don't want nothing else. You know, it's nice to pal around with somebody. It's nice to hang around with somebody. It's nice to have somebody to lean a shoulder onto or to have them lean on you a little bit, only a little bit. But when you're losing your ass over that, when you're losing your ability to remain a whole person? I mean, what are you accomplishing? What are you accomplishing? That's another thing that put me on the path to being a monk, was self-analyzing my destructive behavior, my self-destructive behavior. I kept just chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing. Oh, maybe this one's going to be the one. Maybe this one's right. Maybe that one's right. And I never had complete knowledge of the picture. Once I started to understand how the system works, it made a lot of sense. And it became incredibly easy for me to just close the door on this shit. My kid's mother left me in 2011. Was it 2011? 2011. She left me in 2011. The end of 2010, the beginning of 2011. Very bad times. Very miserable times for me. Very dark. And that's what happens when you take away somebody's comfort. That's what happens. A lot of folks don't know how to live without that comfort. I didn't know what it meant to live as a whole person at that point in time. Like I've said in a couple of other videos, I was taking pieces of them and I was sticking them in here and sticking them in here. And I was thinking to myself, oh man, this is what it's all about. It's that 50-50 makes 100. Nah, man. 100-100 makes a good couple. But even then, there's no guarantees. You can't use other people to fill up the spots in you where you're missing things, where you're missing spirituality, where you're missing mental acumen, where you're missing emotional stability. You can't use other people to get that stuff done. And conversely, you can't use their bodies to make you feel whole. You might think that you can, but at the end of the day, you know the truth. Just like I know the truth. And it wasn't hard for me to figure out the truth. I knew it for a long while. I had sex, I think, one time between 2011 and now. And it's not like I couldn't go out and bang every day. It's just, what was the point anymore? There's just no point. Once I made the connection that this was not going to fulfill me, that it wasn't going to do anything for me, there was no further, I didn't need to go further with that anymore. That took some getting used to. The idea of just saying, well, fuck it, I guess I just don't need them. That took a lot of getting used to. But that's what men are raised with now. You're raised with crippling codependency issues. Most of us are. Most of us have been, especially since the 50s. This started in the 50s for us, for these generations of men right now. This started in the 50s. And it kicked into high fucking gear in the middle 60s. And everything after that, it took a while for this Marxism and fascism and impure thought to invade academia and entertainment. But it's there now, and you can see it. It's everywhere. I think that there is a shifting of the tide, though. We'll see how far that goes. But back to what makes a monk. You make the monk. The monk doesn't make you. You're the one that has all of the intelligence. You've got all of the capabilities in your head. You have everything that you need. Everything. Between your ears and behind your eyes. To be a monk. If that's what you want to be. But it's not that it doesn't take dedication. It takes dedication. Part of being a monk for me was getting away from porn. Porn was one of those stopgap measures, one of those band-aids. I wouldn't say that I was heavy into it, but when I got to the point here about a year ago, where the porn was more of a pain in the fucking ass than it was anything else, when I would become disgusted when I'd start flipping through it. And I started to realize very much that it was that hook, line, and sinker deal. You know, that you still aren't completely out of it yet if you're doing that. You might not be associating with women, but it's still in your head. So I think porn, because it's so accessible and so available, that is not an accident. It's not an accident. You know, we went from an incredibly conservative, I think, I wouldn't say pure, but a really naive society to just a filthy fucking society in 40 years. In 40 years. You know, this shit was shameful. It was disgusting. And then all of a sudden, it was all the fucking rage. It was the greatest thing ever. So liberating, so empowering. You see how things can be twisted? That if you don't have a solid mind and a very good foundation, you know, in your head, it's not going to be hard for people to twist you. You got to make sure that people can't twist you. But for me, being a monk, I won't go as far as some guys when they say that it saved their life. But I certainly see how it could have. It gave them something to focus on. It gave them something to aspire to, something that was attainable. And all they had to do was muster just a minimum amount of self-control and get used to the idea of not fucking women, not sleeping with women. It isn't that hard, guys. It's not that big a deal. It's really not. It doesn't do anything bad to you. It doesn't make you into a miser or a fucking hermit. It's just a change, you know? And it's a change for your betterment. You got to keep that in mind, too. You stay away from these things out here, man, because they don't have your best interest at heart. They're not looking to be something amazing to you. They're not looking to complement your life. They're looking to take it over. They're looking to take everything from you that they can. They are out in the fucking open about how they're going to rape you, how they're going to take you down. I hope that something like MGTOW implodes the system. I hope it destroys the system. And then I hope whatever comes from that has more wisdom than what it left behind. But as for me, Mr. Oldhead here, I'm out. I'm out. I know realistically in my mind that there will never be another one. There will never be another Mrs. Me. I know that. And that's okay. I often make comparisons with some folks out there I use this little analogy where it's like you could give them 80% of everything that they've ever wanted and they would turn their backs on it because that 20% wasn't there. That's almost everybody nowadays. Nobody wants to build anything. They want it all handed to them right this second, right now. And we made this happen. I mean, I didn't directly go out and make that happen, but as a society, we made it happen. So anyways, being a monk, for me, it's what I need to be. It has increased my awareness. It has increased my spirituality. I'm not shitting. I'm not joking when I say that. Removing the influence of a woman from my life has made it to where I can concentrate on things that were kind of, you know, going by me. And I wasn't seeing it. And I wasn't thinking. And I was just more worried about what this woman wants from McDonald's tonight. Or if I come home and I've got a wrapper in the car. Well, you went to the such and such and you didn't think to give me nothing. And blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but I just worked 14 hours, bitch. So shut up. You know? You know, all you got to do is fucking sit at home. Take care of the kid. Apparently, that's a 40-hour week job now. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 hours. If you listen to them, I mean, yeah. It's so much more brutal than working on an oil rig. It's not a shame. It's not a wonder to me. It's a shame, but it's not a wonder to me that things are as fucked up as they are. And why they revile you as much as they do out here today. They do, because you found it within yourself as a monk, as a MGTOW, to break away. To say, fuck this, I'm not doing this no more. Your pussy don't mean nothing to me. Your love, that little trickle of validation that you give, it doesn't mean anything anymore. It hadn't meant nothing for a long time. You just had to figure out in your own head how to live without it. And you've done that. And congratulations. And I would shake your hand if I could. Gentlemen, I think that's going to be it for tonight. Y'all have a wonderful night, a safe night. If you happen to have any dealings with the other sex, take care of yourselves, because you already know. It's like opening the door and having a lion on the other side of it. Oh, it's cute, it's cuddly, but that motherfucker will swipe your ass too. Catch y'all later.